the Lord is, and you get to walk in their life with them. And that is really an exciting journey. And it can be really hard sometimes, which is why I love MOPS, because you guys have some sweet time at fellowship with your tables, I hope. I hope that you're really getting to know each other, take advantage of your mentor moms in all the right ways, but use their expertise and their experience and their wisdom. And cry on their shoulders. When you've had a rough day, cry on their shoulders and just let them know, I'm struggling, where do I go with this? Because that's what this is all about. Just a great time of fellowship to escape with one another. And I love that part. Who here goes on field trips or outings with your kids? Why? What are some of the reasons that you do that? Get out of, who said that? Raise your hand. Yes, that is the number one answer. Get out of your house. It will save your child's life and save your sanity. Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you all the way on that. And sometimes it doesn't matter where you go as long as you go. You just need to get out. Good. Why else? There's a lot of other hands. Why else? Yes. She said she likes seeing his reaction to discover new things. Isn't that fun when you get to be that person experiencing it along there with them? And they get to say, oh, look at this. This is so fun. And it's like first-time joy for you as well. Remember the first time we took our kids out to Palm Springs and Living Desert Museum? And they were going, look at the squirrel. Look at the lizard. And I'm thinking, look at the things that we paid for, you know? But it is exciting. It's a neat thing to go and experience those things with them. And the other thing, too, is that you might go and see something that you didn't know that your child was interested in. So my youngest one has minor dyslexia, he had minor Tourette's, he had a whole bunch of learning glitches along the way. But boy, for him to go out and to see and experience these things, then he got it. Then he understood those things, and it was a really great eyes-on experience for him to be able to have, and he just understands things more that way. And I didn't know things that he was interested in doing. He really wanted, at one point, he was really interested in fish, so we took him to all the aquariums that were around and to SeaWorld. And who knows what they want to be when they grow up. So it's neat to be able to turn them on to those things as well. Good. Why else? Why else do you go on field trips or outings with your kids? Yes. Don't we want to be fun moms? You know, with homeschooling with us, it was always like, I get to be the mom that teaches them this and discipline. I want to be a fun mom too. I want to enjoy them and take them out on adventures and let them know that there are so many great places that they can go see and explore. Good. Why else? Yeah. Who said that? That's awesome, because you think you have your kids just for a little time, and sometimes it seems really long, doesn't it? At 1 o'clock in the morning when they're crying, you're thinking, this is taking forever. You know, and again at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning when your kids are little, and it seems like it goes by really long sometimes. But in reality, it really does go by quickly, so invest your time. Pour into your kids and spend that time together so that you are building those memories. And it doesn't mean that everything has to work out right. Have you ever gone on those adventures that don't work out right, and you're thinking afterwards, well, that was a disaster? But sometimes those are the things the kids remember the most, and they look back and they laugh on those, and that's just good times. So build memories together. Good. Why else? Anything else? Yes. You want to wear them out, because when their eyes are closed and their mouths are closed, you look at them and think, oh, you're so cute, I forgot. So really important stuff to do all those things with your kids and experience new cultures, new places to go. You know, it can just, even as young as your kids are, we started going places when mine were 3 days old because I couldn't stand being at home anymore. So it was just going out into those little excursions, but to give them a taste of what it's like out there. It's just, it's a wonderful experience to be able to do that. Anything else that we left out? Those are all good reasons. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We have a lot of it here, especially in San Diego area, don't we? But in Southern California. I want to tell you, too, when you go places with your kids, really what you're essentially saying to them is that you're saying, you're important to me. You are valuable. You are worth spending time with. Because at home, there is the busyness of the chores and pretending to fix dinner and all that kind of stuff that goes on in life. But when we ditch all that and we spend time with our kids, we're just saying, I want to be with you. And I want to tell you, my kids are all older. And something that I've learned along the way, so this is an encouragement to you, is that when you do that, you set a real good foundation that they will want to talk to you and be with you later on. In fact, your kids will always want to be with you as long as you pay for it. That's what I've discovered. They will always go out to lunch with you. They will always go to wherever it is you want. As long as you're paying, they're still there. But, you know, the neat thing is, too, is that I have a great relationship with all of my kids, and I adore my daughters-in-law. And I believe that came from spending time with them. And it wasn't just the the busyness of time, but it was really kind of hanging out with them a little bit. And I know that your lives are busy, so I don't mean to add on another thing where you're thinking, oh my gosh, that's just like another burden, another thing. I don't mean that. What I mean is, on occasion, go out with them and really spend time one-on-one with them and listen to them and go places that they would enjoy doing, because that's the sweetness of time that really builds that foundation of being together and you being the person that they turn to as they get older. So that's just an encouragement to you. I'm going to read this list called Never Leave Home Without These Essentials, because I believe the more prepared we are for field trips and outings, hopefully the more fun that we're going to have. There's no guarantees, right? Have you ever gone on a field trip or outing and it's been like, you know, the kids just gone, whoa, and you said, oh, we're so done, right? But here's some tips. Number one is snacks. Have you ever gone somewhere without snacks? Have you ever done it twice? Snacks, juice, water bottles, something to bring with you in the car. Doesn't matter if they just ate, they're always going to get hungry. Number two is a map. I have a gift of getting lost. It is a gift. I have a GPS, but do we know that a GPS doesn't always work right? Have you guys ever had that happen to you? I did that. I work with a youth group at church, and we took five girls on this great excursion, and we went all the way up past Lancaster to a place called Rosemead and Rosemont, and it was really neat because we went to the exotic feline breeding compound. Really great place to go. They have servals and jaguars and tigers and all these exotic cats. It's only $5 to get into this place, so take notes on this. But it's called the Exotic Feline Breeding Compound, and we went up there and took all the girls, and it was great. And then we went to Drytown Water Park, which was a great little water park. We did a blitz day, and then we were going to go peach picking, because that's what you do in August. You can go peach picking. So I was on a dirt road, and the GPS says, you have arrived. I'm like, nuh-uh, because there was no peach tree. There was no peach pit. There was nothing there. And I didn't know what to do because I was out of cell reception, so I just decided to go straight. And then we hit railroad tracks, but they were too high to go over, so I took a left. So now I am on a hiking trail with five girls in my minivan, and we're bouncing along, and they're going, this is so much fun. I'm thinking, I am so lost. No idea where to go. We eventually found it, but I just thought, I always bring a map with me. So that's my point number two, is bring a map. I'm a visual person. I'd like to be able to see where it is I'm going to go. Number three is tissues or wipes. Oh, just to finish up with that day as well, we went peach picking. There's a great place up there called Charlie Brown's Farms. Has anybody heard of that or been there on Pear Blossom Highway? Charlie Brown's Farms is a very weird place. It's very eclectic. You walk in, and one room has 1,000 different kinds of dolls that you can buy, 1,000 different kinds of candy. And then you can eat buffalo burgers, ostrich burgers, alligator meat. Who does not want to try? Who said adventuring earlier on? Who does not want to try alligator meat? They also have kangaroo meat. Just weird, eclectic stuff. They have 50 different kinds of shakes that you can have. It's an awesome place to go shopping and just to have a great field day out there. So number three on the list is tissues or wipes. It does not matter how old your kids are or how old your spouse is. You will always need tissues and wipes, right? Number four is quarters. Why do you need to bring quarters with you? Parking? Yes. And why else? Feeding the animals. Is that your kids or going to the zoo? Either way, right? Yes. Do that. Yeah, either or. Yes, all that bribery for all those little machines that the kids can play. So bring quarters with you. It's just a smart thing to have. Number five is toys, books, and games. Keep them separate in the car. You've got a great selection here. Isn't this fun thing to be able to do, is a clothing swap like this? Just as a little aside, we're actually doing an older person clothing swap at my house in a couple weeks. I haven't done one before, but everyone's to bring like 8 articles of clothing that they're just kind of done with. And everybody gets a chance to kind of swap and bring. And I think you guys can do that here too. Not today, I get that. But somewhere along the line, what a fun thing to do. Toys, books, and games. Keep a separate container of them that they can play with only in the car. And it's not to be mean, but it's another added incentive of when your kids go someplace that they can play with those special things in the car. And number six is CDs. And I just want to tell you, I've got a little bit of a passion for this. You know, maybe it's because my youngest had dyslexia, but also my kids learned and they can listen to things as much as we can pop in DVDs. They get all that visual stimulus. But you know what? Maybe the person that they're thinking about, maybe the story that they're listening to, maybe it isn't like how it says on the DVD player. Maybe they imagine that person or that place to be something different. So let them use their imaginations. Listen to great storytelling CDs. For instance, Focus on the Family puts out a wonderful series called Adventures in Odyssey. Has anybody heard of those or listened to those? Fantastic. Focus on the Family also puts out a whole radio theater drama series, Chronicles of Narnia, Ben-Hur, Anne of Avonlea. I mean, wonderful, wonderful series to the kids to listen to. There's another series by Great Hall Productions. Jim Weiss with Great Hall Productions is a phenomenal storyteller. I have some of his CDs, but you can get them online too at greathall.com. The reason I love his CDs so much is because he retells all the classic literature and then brings it to life for kids. And he uses different voices and different nuances, whether it's Jungle Book and the original Jungle Book, King Arthur, Tales of the Old Testament, Shakespeare, for younger kids, fairy tale favorites. So good, so wonderful to listen to. And I encourage you, when the kids are in the car, they're trapped. They're yours. Make the most out of that time. Listen to some great stuff. And as your kids listen to stuff as they get older, they have better cognitive skills in school too, because they're able to listen and to focus and to concentrate. So that's like a 2-for-1 deal. Number 7 on the list of never leave home without these essentials is a first aid kit. What do you think is the most important thing to have in a first aid kit? Band-aids is a good number 2 answer. I think the most important thing you can have is Tylenol for adults, right? Because if the kids have a headache or stomach ache, they're pretty much going to be okay. If I do, we're done. You know, we're home. But tweezers, ice pack, Benadryl, disposable gloves. I encourage you, if you don't have a first aid kit, to get one. If you don't need it for your kids, you will need it for somebody else's somewhere along the way. Number 8 is a roadside emergency kit. Number 9 is a jacket. We are segueing into our very harsh Southern California winters. But if the kids are cold, they're not that much. If I'm cold, I'm not that much fun. So pack a jacket for the kids. Number 10, this is my best $2 investment, is I got a blanket. And I got it at the thrift store or here. And it's great because I always keep it in the car, even now. I keep it in the car for if the kids get cold. And also for plan B, which is what? Yes, a picnic. So if plan A doesn't work out for whatever reason, maybe the museum curator isn't as kid-friendly as you were hoping to, maybe your kids have a meltdown, whatever it is, or maybe the park is your first destination, whatever it is. But if you go to the park, you've got a blanket, you've got food, because that's number 1 on the list, you're ready to roll and have a good time with your kids. Number 11 is a backpack or fanny pack, and I know that fanny packs are not cool. By the way, fanny packs are not cool. I was told this repeatedly by my youngest one, even last week when I was carrying, goes, that is so not cool. I don't care about being cool anymore. But have the kids carry a backpack with their own stuff in it because it teaches them responsibility, and then they can carry their own stuff even as they get older. It's a good thing to teach them. Sunscreen, camera. I know that we all have cell phones with cameras. I like my really good camera sometimes with my zoom lens as well. And then a grocery bag is another important thing to carry with you, because you know when the kids go to parks and they collect treasures, and sometimes they're dirty, sometimes they move, you can put them all in a bag, and that way when you go home, you can take the bag and throw it out. And when the kids go, where are my treasures? You go, yeah, I saw them. Huh. So you can do that. Because if I kept every stick that my kids ever collected, we could build our own log cabin. I don't want to. So you have permission to do that. And then the other thing that we kind of keep also is a container, just in case on those windy roads, they share something special. So those are all things, hopefully, to make your time more fun beforehand, the preparation. After you've gone to spending some time, energy, and money, and I say this, and I know some of you are thinking, my kids are only, you know, a couple months old. Take them. Enjoy your time out as well. Teach them. They might not remember the particular place that you go, but somewhere in their heart or in their brain, it lodges that you've gone and you've spent that time together, and also that they're seeing some neat things. And again, you never know what might tweak their brains. But when you go out and do that, maybe they need a physical reminder of where they've gone and what they've seen and done along the way. If you've ever gone somewhere, if you have maybe slightly older kids and you've spent like a lot of money and you've come home and your husband said, what'd you guys do today? And the kids go, nothing. You did too. I spent a lot of money on you. You want the kids to remember where they've gone and what they've seen and done along the way. So some things that we've done, let's see if I can do this with the mic, is we've collected patches wherever we've gone. So each of the kids has their own travel blanket. And something, okay, if you like it, I thought of it myself. And if not, I got it from Family Fun Magazine. So the cool thing about the travel blanket is that they'll go and they'll go, oh, remember when we did this? Remember how much fun it was? That's the point of anything that you collect along the way. Something else that we've collected? Keychains. This is a really small portion of it. This is my favorite one because this is Pop Up Washington, D.C. Is that so cool? I love that. Something else that you can collect that's very simple, inexpensive, and colorful, postcards. date it on the back. And if your kids can't talk, just kind of watch what they're doing and just write a couple sentences on the back, because that's a neat little memory for them to be able to have, and it's not a hard thing to do. If they're older, ask them, hey, what'd you really like today? What was the most fun thing? And if they're older than that, have them write it out themselves. So those are just kind of some things that you can kind of do to help them to remember. One of the best things you can do is when you get home at night at the dinner table, re-talk about it. Talk about those things that you've seen. And if your husband can't go and play with you, mine sometimes goes, can you just save some of the bigger ones for me? Because he has a real job, because somebody has to. It's like, yeah, but the kids, they talk about it at the dinner table, and it's really fun. It makes him feel a part of it, and then it kind of helps them to re-remember where they've gone and seen and done. Something else that we've done, too, for our older kids is we had them journal about it. And I used to give them a blank piece of paper and a $50 all-day outing, and I would come home, and they'd say, it was fun. Wow. Not good enough. You know, what did you see? What did you do? What did you like? What didn't you like? I want to know these things. I paid for it. I want to know these things. So we would have them journal. And these are just suggestions for you. As your kids get older, what we did is we put together a journal for the kids, and it's just got tips and ideas of what they can do. Same sort of thing here. Games that you can play in the car that don't cost anything. For instance, the license plate phrase game. There's like three letters to a license plate, usually in Southern California. So you're driving down the road, and you see a license plate that says C-A-U. You have to come up with a three-word phrase that makes sense using those letters. Go. This is my favorite part of the game, is the silence. But did he come up with anything?
Cat and unicorns.
Cat, what?
Cats and unicorns.
Cats and unicorns. And they go together like this. Awesome. I love that. Good. What else? Anybody else? Yes. Cats always urinate. Aw. I think we can end it with that one, can't we? Yes, they do. So, moving on. That was awesome. So, you can see how fun the game can be, but there's a lot of things. And then, just as, again, another suggestion that you can do with the kids and why we put the journal together is because... mine needed to be jump-started. So do this with your kids at home, too. The name of the place, the address, the city, the date, the admission cost. They need to know eventually not everything is free. The first thing I noticed was I learned about or how to, whatever information that you have. But it's neat for the kids to be able to write. And maybe your kids are writing people where that's a good thing. Maybe your kids like stories. So, for instance, who here has gone apple picking with your kids? Good. Don't go now because it's almost over. Apple season is September and like the first part of October, so there's a little bit of time left. But if you go apple picking, for instance, you go down to Julian. Is that where you guys go? Is a Julian area? Or you can just go get apple pies, and you don't have to pick apples at all. Just get the pies. But you can go apple picking at Julian, or you can go up to Oak Glen area. And Oak Glen has about 10 different orchards, 12 different orchards, where you can pick different kinds of apples, whether it's Gala or whether it's Jonathan or Winesap or whatever it is. So it's a really fun thing. Before you go apple picking, for instance, read stories or characters that have to do with apples, like who? Johnny Appleseed, good. Who else? Adam and Eve, yes. Who else? You're on a roll. The Giving Tree, yes. I just so happen to have that one. It's like one of my favorites. The Giving Tree is a great book, right? And again, anything to have to do with apples. You can also do a thematic unit study on apples, arts and crafts, history, science, literature, really much more than you ever wanted to know about apples. So William Tell, who was a dad who shot the apple off of his son's head, Sir Isaac Newton, who discovered gravity when the apple bonked him on the head, just anything that has to do with what you're going to, with your field trip. But I also encourage you, don't go kind of crazy about that, where you think, oh my gosh, I have to do something with every field trip, because then it won't be fun for you. And the whole point is having fun together, enjoying, and learning together as well. So you can kind of incorporate all those different things. Let me take you to some places, but before I do, this is my disclaimer, but I also just want you to kind of hear this. Danger, warning, stop, read this first. Before you go anywhere with your kids, always, 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 call the place first. Make sure it's still open. Make sure the prices are what you think that they are. Make sure the hours are what you think they are. And make sure the one exhibit, the entire reason that you're actually going is actually open that day. Everyone nod your head yes and pretend like you heard me. You're doing it vehemently, so you've done that before. But really, I'm scanning the room and I'm taller, so keep nodding. Thank you. And the reason I say that is because places open and close in a heartbeat. They might close permanently, they might close for maintenance, whatever it is, but you want to make sure that the reason that you're going on your field trip, that your kids are going to go where it is you think that they're going to see and go and play and have fun along the way. So just call first. Places to go. The book covers 2,200 places to go, and I just want to let you know I've been almost every single place in the book because I didn't feel like I could write about it or talk about it unless I'd actually been there, done that type of thing. And I think it's just so important. And I'm just going to tell you how the book is set up and then take you to some places as well. It covers all of Southern California from Santa Barbara, Ventura, LA, Orange County, San Bernardino, San Diego, and Riverside counties. So, and every entry in the book tells you the name of the place, the phone number, the website, the address, the directions, exactly what you're going to see and do, the hours, admission, recommended ages. And recommended ages are recommended because there are some 2-year-olds that are great at an art museum. There are some 18-year-olds that are not. And then every entry also tells you how long it'll be at a place, how much it costs, and if it's good for a birthday party. So let's take you to some of the places in San Diego. Do you guys get out of San Diego County? Because you really don't have to, do you? It's like, okay, people, I just want to tell you, I speak all over the place, and it's so funny. San Diego, right here. Orange County, right here. LA, kind of all over the place. But you know, there's so much to do and see and explore. In the month of October, and I'm sure, how many of you know that the zoo is free? And San Diego Wild Safari Park is free. So important, because kids are free during the month of October. And I love that. There's also a website, and I forgot to get that off the top of my head this morning, so I apologize. There's a website that you can log on to, so just do a Google search for like 100 free things to do in San Diego, and it goes on this month. So I encourage you to look that up, because there are great events that are going on during this month, and you still have enough time left in October to go see and explore. There's restaurants that give you free coupons, whether it's pay for an adult or get a child free. Really neat things to be able to see and explore. And then in the month of February in San Diego, many of the museums are half price. And you can go to Macy's, Robinson's May Macy's, and you can get a little card from there, and a lot of the museums are half price. Plus, and I'm telling you stuff that you probably already know, then we'll get into some stuff maybe you don't know about as much, but all the museums in Balboa Park are free to San Diego residents on alternating Tuesdays. That does make me a little bit jealous, I have to say, because those museums are fantastic. The Murray Hitchcock Puppet Theater, how many of you have been there? Isn't that wonderful? The kids, and they switch it up all the time. So whether it's puppets or marionettes, and there is a difference, or whether there's a craft that they can do afterwards, what a great thing to go see and explore. And just walking around Balboa Park, the park itself is wonderful, but all of those museums are really great. The little train rides, you know, that the kids can go on, and the trains that they can see going around, those are really exciting. I just wrote down some really different stuff, too, in this. Bates Nut Farm. How many of you have been to Bates Nut Farm? Fantastic place to go, petting zoo, especially now. They have terrific seasonal things that they offer there, too. Build-A-Burr Workshop, if you have not done that yet with the kids as well, that's just a really fun element to be able to go to. And I apologize for looking at this. There's a whole big section of San Diego. You guys take up like a huge chunk of the book, and I wanted to extrapolate some of the things. Julian Mining Company out there in Julian is a great place to go, too, because it is outdoors. The kids get to see how they can collect gold, and they can go rock digging, and they have a whole bunch of different activities for all ages that the kids can learn, see, and explore there, too. Taylor Guitar Factory. Has anybody taken that tour in El Cajon? Isn't that great? That's a very unique thing that you've got offered here. Taylor Guitar Factory in El Cajon is a free tour that you can go through, and if you have a musician in the house, or your husband, or your kids, or anybody that you, if you yourself play guitar, it's a fascinating free tour. It's about an hour and a half. It's very informal, which is great because you get to ask a lot of questions along the way, but you see all these exotic woods, and they just take you on the tour of how they make the guitars, so I think it's fascinating. And if your kids really like to go see animals, obviously you have two phenomenal parks. But I also want to just tell you, maybe that's a little overwhelming for your kids. So there's a place called Santa Ana Zoo in Orange County, Santa Ana, and it's a small zoo geared just for younger kids. There's a mandate where they have to have 50 monkeys there at all times. And I love that. A couple years ago, they only had 49, so they were freaking out a little bit. But they have 50 monkeys there. It's a little zoo. It's geared just for younger kids. And it's not expensive. Right now they have Boo at the Zoo going on there too, so you can dress them up in costumes if you want to do that. But they have little train rides that go around. The monkeys are, this is nothing personal, but they're really close to you. So you can see the monkeys really close instead of them being really, really far off in the distance. And they don't have lions and tigers and bears, oh my, but they have a bird aviary that the kids can walk through and a petting zoo as well. And they have a park there that the kids can play with. And it's just a neat little compact zoo, really geared for younger kids. You can go to a lot of amusement parks. Legoland, obviously, is fantastic. By the way, too, it used to be called Knott's Berry Farm in Chula Vista, the water park out there. It's now owned by SeaWorld. Has anybody been to that? Raise your hand if you've been to that. It's still open the end of October. I just went there because this was their first season. It is a great place to go for all ages, and I thought it was a fascinating element that they had flamingos there. And the guy didn't know that I was, you know, working for the book or anything. I just went to go visit. But he let me into the flamingo cage and to feed the flamingos. Cool experience. And it's a really neat water park. And it's unusual that it's open that later on in the season. But neat thing to be able to go. Amusement parks, too. For younger kids, I just want to encourage you that there's a great place to go in Orange County. And it's called Adventure City. And it's 2 miles south of Knott's Berry Farm on Beach Boulevard. And one of the neat things about Adventure City is it's geared for 9 months old to about 9 years old. It's like $13.95 to get in, especially if you go on the internet first, which I always encourage everybody, go on the internet. Check out their prices first because they almost always offer discounts. Another discount tip for you, if you're a Bank of America cardhold member, the first full weekend of every month, you get into 14 museums in Southern California for free. So that's just kind of neat to know. But I really encourage you, if your kids like zoos, Santa Ana Zoo is great. It's delightful. It's small. It's got all that. Adventure City is a terrific amusement park for younger kids. You don't have to pay the Disneyland prices. You know, not at this age. Let them go see and explore along the way as well. The Nature Center out in Chula Vista, if you haven't been there, that is absolutely delightful for kids, too, because they've got petting areas. And the bat rays that come up, you know, they can actually pet them on the sides. You can see the fish. And what a great experience for the kids to be able to have their first experience there at somewhere where they can see the fish really up close. There's also a nature center where they can kind of go out there and walk for a little bit, too. California Wolf Center, if your kids really like wolves a lot, that's out in Julian, where they can really learn about wolves, and then they can go see the wolves up close as well. And I know I'm just doing animals, but I think kids especially are fascinated by animals. Oasis Camel Dairy is out in Ramona. And if you haven't been there, they have an open house that's coming up. They have it open every other month where the kids can really see camels. They even get to feel the camels and feed them. And they get to go on camel rides. Has anybody here ever ridden a camel? Did you like it? It's an odd thing, isn't it? When I lived in Sweden my last year of college, we went to Africa because it was warm and Sweden was really cold. And so we rode camels, and it's like they get up and their hump is like up here and you're behind. It's like, I'm going to fall flat on my face. But they do it a little bit more gently there. But what a neat thing. Most kids probably won't get to ride a camel, but they can do that there. So I just encourage you to seek and explore. Take your kids on a train ride. If they haven't been on one, all ages, it is so neat because you get to experience as much fun as the journey and the destination. You don't have to worry about driving or parking. You get to see everything along the way with them, and they will enjoy it so much. Places to go for that. Go up to Union Station in Los Angeles. It's a neat train ride. It's a gorgeous station. It's historic. And then you can just walk right over to Olvera Street. You don't need a passport, which is good, because if you go to Mexico, you don't need a passport to get in, but you do need one to get out. So kind of know that information. But it's a neat train ride to be able to go. Go to San Juan Capistrano on the train. It's a shorter destination. They have Zumar's Petting Zoo there. There's Los Rios Tea House, which is really fun. Dress them up a little bit. I did make all my boys go to tea houses with me as well because I needed to check them all out. But you've also got the Mission there, and you've got Ruby's Restaurant there. Really neat things to be able to kind of see and do along the way. Is that me that's doing that? Can hold it. I can go like this with it, just for the fun of it. Anybody have any questions?